Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, it gave me absolute chills to see on a map the difference it can make when people get real news about where they live, about the world around them.
Mm-hmm.
The Ralph Norman winning in the upstate by double digits.
Every single county.
Every single county.
Including Oconee County, which went for Graham the first time.
Yes. And that, look, they had to go, and this makes me laugh, but it's true. They had to go as far as they could from the sound of our voices, because I maintain this is the best little talk radio station in the entire country in terms of its content.
Yeah.
Personality is great, too. But just the absolute, the research, the content all day long, banging away. They had to go as far from the sound of our voices and the reach of the signal as you could go. And it's funny, you can see, because last night, we actually drove out to York County last night. I haven't done that in a while since we changed the signal. And I mean, it was crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to York.
I get us up almost right up into the city of Charlotte.
Yeah, my dad drives around Charlotte listening to the station on the radio.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, Dad, there's this thing. It's the internet. You can stream it.
Yeah, that's
never
true.
Mind.
Yes.
No, it comes in good here. Can you get it fixed at this intersection? No, Dad, we don't technically, broadcast there. Yeah. Never mind. Anyway, but to see, you could literally see the vote fade for Ralph Norman as the sounds of our voices fades. They had to go all the way out to Horry County, Lee, to find a place where people did not know who was behind Darlene Graham, and that it was the Democrats, and they spent millions of dollars. And I'm not just talking to people who are kind of liberal, okay? I'm not saying Democrats because, they're more liberal than I am. No, Lee, these are actual Democrats, okay?
Yeah.
All of the money in that pack is from Biden officials, Biden administration officials, Obama administration officials, or a single liberal billionaire who has never supported a Republican before Darlene Graham. He supported Kamala Harris, $11 million, and then has told Politico he's going to be putting millions behind Gavin Newsom for 2028. So they were the ones behind her, millions of dollars. At first, she said she didn't know anything about it. She was completely confused. I have a feeling, playing the heck out of this audio in the coming years to explain why she's voting the way she is, because she owes them. Well, after about a week of that, and she couldn't deny it anymore, over the weekend in an interview, Darlene Graham said, well, I'm fine with Democrat support.
But just kind of your thoughts on them participating in this runoff.
Let's see. Let's try it.
But just kind of your thoughts on them participating in this runoff.
Well, anybody who wants to support me, I'm honored to have their support, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, I know it takes a lot of money to run a campaign. That I have definitely learned.
Can you hear the audio?
Yes, yes.
So,
my audio
it takes a lot of money to run the campaign. So I'm
very
appreciative
weird.
Of support.
Well, we
heard that.
You'll have to take my word for it.
Well, no, we heard that.
So you got all that going on, Lee. And so, what is the fallout of this going to be? First of all, I want to say something about this. Yes, we lost last night. It was heartbreaking to, bypass the chance to send the most conservative senator to the U.S. Senate by his voting record. He would have automatically been the most conservative senator. Absolutely heartbreaking to watch Ralph Norman lose that race. But we've beat them before. We're going to beat them again. We did. We wiped out their entire succession plan. And that was going to be 20 years of Pam Evett and then Mick Disaster Jr. just wiped away. They're still really sore about it. They punished us by killing the ivermectin bill. And this time when they came back, Lee, with Darlene Graham, they were going to make and their Democrat allies were going to make sure that she got in there. And so the fact that as broke as the Democrats are, they found over $1 million. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a ton in a week and a half. I mean, across the course of the regular, a regular campaign, that'd be $5-6 million. So congratulations to the Democrats on your win. No matter who wins in November, you got a Democrat senator. You beat us this time. We beat you last time. I'd say it's 50-50. We fought them to a draw. We saved the whole Freedom Caucus in the upstate when they tried to take out conservatives. So, going forward, what are the implications of this, Lee? Notice something, and this is going to be very interesting. Alan Wilson, who will be our governor, did not endorse in this race.
Yeah.
You can tell what he's doing. He's waiting to see which side won. Was it the upstate, the uber-informed voters, or was it the folks out at the coast who I think mean well and have no idea what they're doing? They think they actually voted for a conservative. What they elected was a Democrat. I mean, a full-on Democrat, not a liberal Republican, a full-on Democrat with the full support of the Biden and Obama regimes. And we've never seen anything like that, Lee. What is that going to look like? And first of all, I don't want to say this. Like, I started off the show saying, because I used to run primaries, did a general, but I used to run primaries up in North Carolina statewide. I followed primary politics. I'm just addicted to it in both these states. And I got to say, I've never seen Democrats openly dump millions of dollars behind a candidate in a Republican primary, pretend they're Republicans, send out ads, and completely fool an entire electorate like this. This is going to have national implications. This is going to greenlight the Democrats doing it elsewhere. You know what else is going to greenlight that? The fact that the so-called Republican leaders of this state didn't say a thing about it. Do you think, Lee, seriously, do you think if Republicans formed a PAC, put out a press release and said, hey, bunch of Trump officials have donated this PAC, a very conservative billionaires donated this PAC and pumped $2 million, over a million, let's be conservative, let's say over $1 million, it definitely was at least $1 million, into a race. Do you think Democrat officials in that state would say nothing and go along with it?
Oh, yeah, they'd be beating a path to CNN's door to get on the air.
Wow, I have lost all ability to hear anything. This is so strange.
Okay.
Let me jiggle that a little. I'm sorry, Lee. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you think that Republican, Democrat officials would go along with that if we did that?
Oh, absolutely not. They would completely be beating a path to CNN, MSNBC, any other network to, decry that participation, talk about how somebody is trying to steal an election and influence an election and, make the whole case and try to bury that candidate.
What's fascinating here is the stone cold silence of Tim Scott. And I mentioned him because he runs the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. That's where the funding from the Republican Party comes through. He said nothing. And let me tell you what. The Graham machine, Tim Scott, McMaster, all of them, all of these Republicans who run the Graham machine know darn well that the Democrats openly backed her. And the way they know is because you can check ad buys. So you got one campaign, they'll be like, okay, where do we need to buy ads? Well, let's see where the other campaign and its supporters are buying ads. Okay, they're buying a lot over there, so we better buy some too to counter it. They know who is buying the ads. They know when, they know where. And they go right on the FEC website, but they don't have to. They could listen to this show or go to the Daily Signal to read. That was 100% Democrat donors. Again, mostly Biden and Obama officials that donate to that PAC. And then a liberal billionaire.
Well, as you pointed out.
And they said, Lee, they said nothing. They said nothing.
But as you pointed out, if there's any silver lining here, or maybe, slightly chrome lining, Trump is involved in this, too. This is a weird trifecta where you've got, Trump involved with these left-leaning organizations as well, endorsing this candidate and going for the senator. And, she's going to owe Trump, too.
Yep, she's going to owe Trump, too. We'll see ultimately who pulls it out. Whether she's loyal to Trump or stabs him in the back, as so many, unfortunately, I hate it, but it's true, so many of his endorsees have. I called it a bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the Graham machine, and Donald Trump, okay?
Sounds like a title for today's Battleground podcast.
Well, I know, because that's what it took to beat us. And they had to come back with that because we beat them in the last round of elections. We took out their whole succession plan for the governorship. So what you watched there was Alan Wilson waiting to see which team won. And there's going to be huge implications of this, Lee. I think one of the implications is going to be that we're not going to get rid of the income tax in this state. I think that it was going to be a long shot for Alan Wilson to do it anyway, given that Trump endorsed basically a whole generation of Democrats into power in our state legislature two years ago, doing generational damage. I mean, every conservative lost. And by the way, so did Trump, because when all he asked of them was, hey, in return for endorsing you, can you redraw Clyburn's unconstitutional district? They said, pound sand, screw you. So this is a legislature seeing this Darlene Graham win. When Alan Wilson, who promised, hey, I'm going to get you the income tax removed, we're going to finally come into the modern era like Texas and Florida. I don't think he's going to be able to do that now. That's not on him. It's just the legislators are going to say, hey, you know, you guys lost the Darlene Graham election. We're not listening to you. We don't have to listen to these people. They're chumps. They'll vote for us anyway. And I think that's going to be one of the big costs of yesterday. They're going to say, no, we're not doing that. Whereas had we won, and that was one of the big reasons I want to push Ralph Norman over, we could begin to have power in the legislature to get that income tax through. So that is a massive price to pay for what the folks out at the coast did yesterday. They don't know what they did. They don't get real information. But do not misunderstand. We've beat them before. We wrecked their succession plan. We took out us, our Ward family, took out Pam Evett. We took out McDisaster Jr. That was going to be 20 years of quasi-Democrat mush in the governor's mansion. Alan Wilson owes us for that. We have a good relationship with him. We made a lot of gains here. They tried to ram a Democrat through and David Pascoe into the AG's office, the so-called Republican leadership of the state. We chop blocked that and sent somebody from the upstate and said, so folks, we have had a lot of wins here. And in 2 years, Donald Trump's not going to be around to save them. But we will. This isn't over. It's just beginning. And it's going to be an epic story. Folks, I can't believe Trump succeeded in this, at least for now. But he's doing a workaround. He's doing a workaround. Since we can't seem to get the SAVE Act passed. Again, we've got a bunch of really bad Republicans endorsed by Trump who are standing in our way. He creates his own problems with these endorsements, but I have a feeling he just did that again with Darlene Graham. I have a feeling she's going to be more loyal to the Democrats that pump millions of dollars into this election. Folks, and that is truly historic. Know that. We've not seen this before. Democrats may have back-channeled dark money before. And we have had a couple of election cases where they've put $1 million into the weakest candidate in some states so that a Democrat could then tear them down in the general election. They've backed the Republican. But we've never seen Democrats with this amount of money openly back a Republican candidate before. Go right into a Republican primary and fool the voters, pretending to be Republicans. That's the part that chafes me the most. So because we can't get the SAVE Act passed, Trump's trying something. This is actually a pretty brilliant executive order. And what it does is this. Okay, the SAVE Act would force these Democrat states to turn over their voter rolls. By the way, the SAVE Act was written by Ralph Norman. That's the irony of this whole thing. In 2020, by the way, as Darlene Graham takes credit for being the champion of the SAVE Act. Believe me, give her a year, she's going to be talking like that. But what it does is says, okay, if we can't have access to your internal voter rolls in these blue states and purple states where the Board of Elections is run at the state level by Democrats, so it's all very corrupt. Okay, well, we'll do this. We will build our own databases of who we think should be on your voter rolls and who is a citizen. And then we're going to check it. We're going to check it if you want to use the mail. Why? Because the mail is controlled by the president. He has executive authority over the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service. So here's what happens. It's actually kind of fascinating. They make state citizenship lists out of their state citizenship database the Democrats are so terrified of. And they hand the list to the states. Hey, here's who we know should be able to vote in your election. If somebody's not on this list, it's felony probably for them to vote federally. Now, it may not be perfect, but it is likely a federal felony for them to vote. And this is just putting Democrats on notice. All those illegals you registered, you think you can vote for, that's not going to work anymore. We know who's really an American. Now, the states don't have to work off of it. It's more of a warning, but here's what it does. When you publish it, they're going to put it out there. Guess what people can do in their basements? They go search the fact that all you got to do then is search the election database, who voted and run them against each other. And what is that going to produce? A list of people who are not citizens who voted. In other words, what Trump is doing here, and it'd be wonderful to get this in place for 2028. I don't think we're going to make it for the midterms. What Trump is doing here is his warning. We know basically who the citizens in your state are. Here is a list. If people are voting who are not on that list, others will notice. Why? Because it's all public information. They're going to get it. So this is going to serve as a warning to you. Don't think you can march 10,000 illegals in here, 2,000 dead, And 4,000 people who moved 10 years ago and you go vote for them by mail and think we're not going to notice. We're going to notice. Find a new way to cheat. That's what this is. So this is huge. And the fact that it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, I wanted to get to this the last couple of days, but, you know, we've just been busy with the Senate race. Now, here's where it gets fun with this executive order. States that want to use mail for ballots are expected to tell the U.S. Postal Service in advance and provide a list of the people they plan to send ballots to. That's the catch. That's the catch. So what are you doing there? It's a backdoor way to force them to turn lists of voters over to the federal government who they want to send the ballots to. So folks, for states like California, where, and we've covered this before, you can literally go online, and if you don't have your documents proving you're a U.S. citizen, you can just check a box saying you lost them. You don't have them. Too bad. And this is why they recently caught a California councilman who voted like 7 times and got 100 people to vote. I mean, it's Wild West. So California's going wild. Folks, there's probably 2 more Republican congressional districts we should have out of California that just get flat out stolen. Well, the Democrats are going wild and they're screaming voter suppression and, you know, all that silly stuff, folks. But if this is in place in 2020, it's going to go a really long way toward helping us to win. In fact, I think it could be the decisive factor in the election. If they can't cheat, they won't win nearly as many seats and they may not be able to win the presidency. So let's hope this holds up. But again, folks, he has to do this. Because Republicans he's endorsed in the past have betrayed him in the Senate. And that's where we are this morning. Coming up, Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, like all the rest of the conservative organizations that endorse Ralph Norman, not Darlene Graham, because she's a Democrat, but Ralph Norman. And by the way, folks, I started the show with this. Democrats won that election yesterday. Specifically, the Obama and Biden officials behind the Invest in Tomorrow PAC who backed Darlene Graham openly didn't even hide it. And it didn't matter. You know what would have stopped that? Our Republican Party officials in this state, Tim Scott, who pumped so much money to Darlene Graham along with the Democrats, Henry McMaster, any of these people saying, hey, by the way, Democrat PACs are doing a bunch of ad buys. We can see it when we buy ads and warning us. That would have ended everything. One tweet from Tim Scott would have changed the outcome here and stopped the Democrats from owning Darlene Graham. He was completely silent, exactly the way Pam Evett, Henry McMaster, Tim Scott, and the so-called Republican leadership of the state was absolutely silent about the fact that David Pascoe was a Democrat. This is the second time they've done it. And to see that, to actually see the Democrats work hand in hand with the so-called Republican leadership of the state to elect Darlene Graham. You know, folks, I say uniparty a lot and I think of it, well, they'll cooperate on issues they have in common. No, they work together behind the scenes. And the fact that they're communist and DSA doesn't seem to faze these people who run this state at all. At all. They did it for the second time in a year. They didn't tell us about David Pascoe being a Democrat either. Probably because they share a lot of consultants with his people and Dick Harpootlians and the Democrats. What's even more disgusting is that Tim Scott and these Republican PACs that refused to spend in Texas for Paxton spent getting Darlene Graham elected to defeat Ralph Norman. They are more interested, including Tim Scott's PAC, his Republican senatorial PAC, and I have to say it, MAGA Inc. too, they're more interested in defeating conservative Republican like Ralph Norman than they are in defeating Tallarico right now. Ken Paxton can't get a dime out of these guys. And so far, according to Politico, it looks like they're going to let him hang in Texas, let Tallarico win. Right now, maybe that'll change. I hope it'll change. But to see those two big PACs spend money to elect somebody the Democrats consider one of their own spent money on Darlene Graham and deny that money to Ken Paxton. You know what just happened this week? The Democrats are spending money in Texas already. And the race was Paxton was ahead before. Now Tallarico is a little bit. We could still catch up if somebody would help him. But what's happening right now in Texas is that the Cook Political Report just switched that Senate seat from a leans Republican to a toss up because Democrats are spending money and Republicans. And again, that's Tim Scott. And because he runs the Republican Senatorial Committee, it's a fundraising arm of the Republican Party. And Donald Trump has so far refused to help Paxton. haven't opened up the coffers. Democrats are pulling ahead in Texas. We are handing them a Senate seat while those same two PACs spend money getting Darlene Graham elected. So we would rather defeat Ralph Norman, Ralph Norman, than James Tallarica. Let that sink in. Now, the hope is that MAGA Inc., Trump's PAC, will eventually open its coffers for Paxton. They have not said they won't. But Paxton, basically, Tim Scott's told him, hey, buddy, too bad. We're going to spend on all these other Senate races, but you're going to have to raise your own money and run it through the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They're not going to help him. In other words, they would rather see Tallarico in the Senate, that freak, than have a conservative like Paxton elected. This is what you're dealing with. That's what runs this state. And the more we get the word out, the better we can fight it. Look, folks, want to point out how proud I am of the upstate, how it gave me chills to see that map last night. Ralph Norman, who would have been the most conservative senator in the entire Senate, right off the bat. That's how conservative his record is, how freedom-oriented his record is. Endorsed by every significant conservative organization outside of the state, including Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, CPAC. It wasn't to be, but we beat her. And we beat that Graham machine by double digits in the upstate. We sent every member of the Freedom Caucus back, despite the tranches of money they spent in the last election. And yeah, they beat us in this battle, but we beat them in the last one. That's why they came back with reinforcement. It's not over, folks. Yeah, they won this battle. We won the other one a few weeks ago. We wrecked their entire succession plan. Pam Evett, deep sixter. Embarrassed Trump, too, by the way. He had to endorse Alan Wilson at the last minute. We also destroyed their succession plan of adding McMaster Jr. as her lieutenant governor so they could control, the governor's mansion and sleaze their way through the next 20 years. Doing absolutely nothing except enriching their friends. Pretending to be Republican. We wiped that out. It made him mad. I get it. They came back with the ultimate trifecta, including something I have never seen in North or South Carolina politics before. A bizarre trifecta of millions of dollars, not just from Democrat donors, okay, or a Democrat PAC, but a Democrat PAC with one billionaire Democrat donor and a bunch of Obama and Biden officials who are the only contributors. This isn't one of these kind of squishy bipartisan PACs. There are no Republican donors. These are, again, Obama and Biden officials and a billionaire who, by the way, supported Kamala Harris and is now backing Gavin Newsom. He tells Politico. So the only Republican he's ever backed is Darlene Graham because she's not a Republican. They know it. So it took a bizarre, and it is strange, trifecta of Democrat donors openly giving in a Republican primary. Openly in their own name, the Invest in Tomorrow PAC sending texts, running ads. Just not even hiding it. And they were still able to win out on the coast. That's the crazy, but they didn't even hide it. They put out a press release. And we're like, okay, we'll do what the Democrats want. Nobody stabbed and went, what's the Invest in Tomorrow PAC? Why are they sending me all these texts? We're the Democrats, Obama and Biden officials. Not even hiding it. That's what's so remarkable. This should be major national news. But a bizarre, to beat us, because we wiped out their whole succession plan. Do not kid yourself, they are mad. They're big mad. I mean, the first thing they did when they went back in session was wipe out the ivermectin bill. They figured they'd punish us that way. But a bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham machine and Trump came together to vault Darlene Graham into the U.S. Senate. Trump's not going to be around in 2 years. We will. It's not over. It's not. We defeated their Democrat heir apparent AG candidate that none of them called out for being a Democrat because they hoped to get him over the line. And instead, we sent a Republican, an actual one, to be AG from the upstate. They're still burnt by that. And that's why they came back with reinforcements. That's why they called up the Democrat friends and said, we're going to need some help defeating this upstate. You got a couple $1 million? Democrat said, sure. Force them to do something I've never seen before. And I would love to know nationally if the Democrats have ever openly put this kind of money into a candidate in a primary. But she's going to owe them, by the way. You will see her vote with them in ways that will shock you. But only the folks in the upstate that can hear a word will understand what she's doing. She owes them. Now, folks actually wondering, will she be loyal to Trump or the Democrats long term? Interesting question. We'll see. And whichever way it goes, we'll know why. Folks, Dolly Parton has died. One of those shocks. I mean, it's going to happen. She's 80. Makes you stop your day. Jump on the internet.
Here's a little gal that I know you're going to really learn to love. She ain't no dumb blonde, though. Her name is Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb. Cause this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Dolly Parton, you are now and forever a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
You come again, recognize you by what a way to make a living.
It is my pleasure to induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Just pure, raw talent. Since she was 10 years old.
Here's our youngest singing sensation here. Little Dolly Parton, Dolly.
We rock you tonight.
But it was only when I got on stage the first time and sang in front of a crowd. I was just about 10 then, and I sang my song, and they kept bringing me back. Want me to sing it, sing it, sing it. That was the moment that I realized that was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.